food for thought, and a heaping helping of happiness. This is Chat with Women on Seattle's Kixie Radio.
Life is dull. It's nothing but one big lull.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And now I'm very excited to introduce a leading expert in the field of mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationships. And her name is Dr. Deanna Brand. So welcome to Chat with Women.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're really excited to talk to you because you have over 25 years of experience in the mental health field as a clinical psychotherapist specializing in communication skills, family and interpersonal relationships, and conflict resolutions, which all of us, we all have some of this. I know we do. So I want to find out, because I think I have daughter-in-law. Rochelle has a daughter-in-law. I don't happen to have a mother-in-law. My mother-in-law passed away. And Rochelle, we don't have that. Had that at one point. So can you tell us ways to change our relationship without having to challenge or confront? That's the big one. How do you change what's happening without getting angry?
Yeah, that is the key, actually. And the best way to do it is, and it's not as hard as it may seem, the best way to do it is you need to change your behavior in a way that's going to end up getting you the results that you want. And let me give you a real quick example.
Yes, please.
Okay. There was a daughter-in-law that I was working with, and she had a mother-in-law that was just driving her crazy. I mean, she would just say this off-the-wall stuff all the time to her, and she'd say it out loud in front of other people. And what would happen is then the daughter-in-law would be, you know, caught so off guard, she didn't know what to do. And so she'd end up just kind of slinking away, and she'd be angry and furious, but she really wouldn't say anything, or she'd attempt to say something. Well, one of the things that we worked on was to get her to change her behavior to get a different result. And so what she started to do was she started to use humor. So whenever her mother-in-law would say something outrageous about her parenting or her housekeeping or whatever it was, she would just make this big joke about it and laugh and you know, really make it bigger than her mother-in-law was even making it. And what happened as a result of that, by just changing that little piece of behavior, she was able to get the mother-in-law to stop doing it because, one, it caught the mother-in-law off guard. She didn't know what to do. It disarmed her completely because she didn't have the power anymore, and it just diffused the whole situation. And just by doing something that minor made a huge difference because it totally changed the dynamic of the relationship.
I had a mother-in-law like that, and she would say these strange, I mean, hurtful things. And then she'd come back with, "Can't I say anything?
Can't I joke?
Yeah. why can't I say something?"
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, I do love humor. I think it does diffuse, but sometimes.
Well, sometimes humor can become sarcastic.
Yeah. Well, I think that was the point, too.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know because really, Dr. Braun, there's a lot going on now. You know, everybody texts, they don't necessarily call you back on the phone, you leave a message, right?
Yes.
But what happens if you do text or you do call and they don't return your call? They don't text
you back.
The
daughter-in-law.
They don't phone you back. What do you do in that situation?
And that does happen. It's kind of one of the downfalls of the texting and the emailing and that kind of stuff. First off, don't assume that you've done something, all right? It could have nothing to do with you whatsoever. It might, but it might.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
50-50 chance, huh?
Yeah. So don't assume that it does have something to do with you. Don't automatically assume that. So just kind of keep at it. And if you just find that it becomes really obvious that she's ignoring you, then obviously you, in her eyes, I'm not saying you actually did something, but in her eyes, you've done something to upset her.
Okay.
All right, and you may not really have, but in her eyes you have. So you want to then address that and just kind of put it out there in an email or in the text or however you deal with it as, you know, it seems like I must have upset you. I would really like to learn more about this because the last thing I want to do is upset you, you know, and really kind of bring her in and because this is about wanting to understand it from her perspective. It is not about the truth.
All right. My last question. What if the daughter-in-law holds the grandchildren from you? What happens then? What do you do? And your son is not saying to his wife that my mother needs to see these children. What happens then? What do you do? How, as a mother-in-law, as a grandmother, do I get to see the grandchildren?
Well, I think you have to find out from the daughter-in-law. And again, this goes back to breaking that stalemate with her and really trying to understand why she sees things the way she does. It doesn't matter what's right or wrong. Forget that. Mm. You just want to understand it from her perspective, because once you understand that, then you can start to break that ice that she's got around her, that she pushes you away and pushes the kids away from you. So you've got to really understand it from her perspective. And it's not that hard to do that. You just have to really take a step back and not get emotionally involved in it and just really listen and let her tell you why. And well, again, it's from her perspective. It's not necessarily the truth.
So you're saying you do confront, but you confront with, I must have done something to upset you because you're not responding to me, or you're not letting me see the grandchildren, and I love all of you. What do I need to do? Sort of that confrontation.
Because that's not really confrontation in the typical sense.
It's, right.
I obviously have done something. Right. I want to fix this. I just need your help.
And you can't play he said, she said.
Exactly.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't think
so. Dr. Deanna Braun, we want to thank you. We do want to recommend your book. It's entitled Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Your Daughter-in-Law. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Chat with Women. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Mother-in-law.